Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino, and we are here with some special coverage here as we are getting ready to kick off Big Brother Canada season. You know what that means. Let's bring in Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm so good, Rob. Oh, I'm so excited.
So good.
Yes, Big Brother Canada. There wasn't a Big Brother season in the winter. There wasn't
celebrity.
Yeah, we had the circle, which was great. But it wasn't Big Brother. It didn't scratch the itch that I need to be scratched. So I've been waiting for my fix here.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Like another 24 hours or so, because Big Brother Canada 8 is on the way, and we had the opportunity to speak with the amazing host of Big Brother Canada, Arissa Cox. We talked with her last week, hours before the cast came out. You, myself, and Brent got together, and we were able to talk with Arissa and talk a little bit about Big Brother Canada 8.
Yes. Always great talking to Arissa. She's such a delight.
Yeah. So we were able to ask her a little bit about the season, a little bit about what was going on. She's able to shed some light on things. A lot of them have already come to light now. But of course, anytime we get the chance to talk to Arissa Cox, we're going to jump and you're going to hear that interview with her today. And Taryn, then we'll come back on the other side and tell everybody what's coming up in terms of Big Brother Canada coverage the rest of this week.
All right.
Here's our interview with Arissa. All right. We are here with the legendary host of Big Brother Canada, who is about to be back for season number 8. Arissa Cox is with us. Arissa, how are you?
Yes, I am absolutely fantastic. I'm so happy to be talking to you three. Listen, man, I can't believe we made it. Season 8, what?
Yes, and real quick before we get to Big Brother, congratulations on your new addition that you had your baby in between Big Brother Canada season. So congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. Little baby Zinedine is super cute. He's thrilled that I'm so happy. I'm like buzzing around him these days, but he's at home with grandma while I lock down this incredible season. So thank you very much. Thank you very much. Nice to be a mom times three.
Okay. We can't wait for everything to get started coming up on Wednesday for Big Brother Canada 8. What's exciting to you about Big Brother Canada 8?
Well, I feel like there's so much hype around a season, especially, you know, is it going to be all-stars? Is it this or that? I'm not going to lie. I love newbie seasons, and this is a newbie season. Right. I want to see the people who have never, you know, really watched a whole season, like, be incredible. I want to see super fans who know exactly what they're doing fall apart. I want to see new stars emerge. I really, really love that about a newbie season. And also, I mean, I'm already getting all of my All-Stars picks from Winners at War,
yes,
which has just been absolutely incredible and completely tragic on so many levels, as you know. So we have this newbie cast, and I'm really excited that the cast skewed a little bit older this year.
Okay.
That's something I really enjoy. Yeah, because I feel like, you know, and I don't want to generalize here, but sometimes that means strategically the game can possibly be on a bit of a higher level. So, you know, I'm always here for that. So I'm really thrilled to see how this cast of characters, you know, at the beginning, you know, people have been voting and all of that, but you only know so much. You know what they want to present, and then they walk in the house and you might as well throw all of that out, because this is a social game. And I'm convinced that you could take, you know, one cast of one season of our show and put them all into different seasons that we've produced with the twists and the house and all of that, and you would have a different result every time. So I think that's one thing that makes Big Brother so exciting. And it doesn't matter how many years it's on, because every single season is completely unpredictable.
Yeah, Arissa, I hear what you're saying on that. I have to say, though, that the cast you had last season, led by your winner, Dane, and your runner-up, Anthony, I take your point that in many seasons, if you rerun it, like, you would have different results. But they were two of the most fantastic players that we have ever seen on Big Brother. And so I am so psyched to see if anybody can rise to that incredible level of gameplay this season. What do you think?
I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. Truly. Like, you know, we've seen all kinds of final twos and in all the different Big Brothers. It's so rare that you see two players just really at the top of their game like that. That was a really phenomenal end, because it was a strange season at the beginning. Didn't you find, like, it was kind of like, oh, this guy thinks he's got this big plan. What a joke. And then week after week after week, the plan became a reality. Until you got down to a final five with an alliance of four that were still together. And then things got extra, extra interesting, you know, in the end game. And while Dane is a really, really deserving winner, it easily, you know, one person could get two other questions wrong or right, and then it would have been a different winner.
Right.
I think it was a really smashing end to the season, because it's been a long time since I've seen a steamroll like that, but one that was actually exciting by the end.
I thought it was an interesting contrast between Big Brother Canada 6 and 7, where in 6, we saw a lot of very active and aggressive players, and nobody really had an advantage for too long in the season. It was very fluid, very back and forth, versus season 7, where we had a more top-heavy cast, where there were some really good players, and they made everyone else look like not so great. Is there a balance that you try to strike between these two outcomes, or do you kind of just go like, you know, the cast is going to do what it's going to do?
Honestly, I mean, you can predict what you want, but the cast is going to do what the cast wants to do. Like, especially when you come to, I feel like the first couple players, yes, you can predict maybe the louder, you know, more gregarious or more visible players tend to get axed first. But we've also seen the opposite happen. Paige was out first, you know, in season, oh my gosh, we're talking about season 4. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't have guessed that. And then you've got, you know, seasons like Big Brother 7, where, you know, possibly the most visible person, Laura, came out first. You cannot tell. You cannot tell. And then, of course, you also have a couple of twists that will, you know, change the game as well. So I wish I could say you could predict how a cast is going to do. You just can't.
Arissa, could you tell us a little bit more about the role that Canada is going to play in the early going of the new season of Big Brother Canada?
Absolutely. So one thing I find really interesting is how quickly a tone can be set by whoever is in power first. You know, it felt like once upon a time, you never wanted to be the first HOH. Mm-hmm. That was such a death knell. Now things have changed. We've seen many exceptions to that rule. But I was always interested in seeing what would happen if there wasn't somebody at the top that was setting the tone for the first week or so, or 2 weeks of the season. And this season, we get to do that. So there is no HOH the first week. As you know, Canada's been voting for their favorites. And those in danger will have many opportunities to save themselves. So I feel in some ways this is going to be the most fair first boot of any season we've ever produced. So I'm really excited to see that, because, you know, BBCan always has some kind of way for the country to get involved. And we only really do it a couple times throughout the season. I think it's going to be really, really telling what happens at the very beginning of the season.
Excellent. Well, Arissa, you mentioned when we talked previously before the podcast started that the cast is a little bit older than normal. At least the pool of cast that we have to vote on is a little bit older than normal. Mm-hmm. Given that we've seen pretty incredible gameplay on Survivor Winners at War, and that cast has also been a little bit older, I am especially psyched to see what happens on this season of Big Brother Canada, because as much as it was fun last season watching the end game and watching all of the subtleties of Dane and Adam and Anthony and running circles around everybody, it was a little bit of a slog to get there. So I want to see if this cast can produce a more evenly distributed story where we get to see more heroes and villains, as I like to say, and more people rising to the occasion. I'm pretty hopeful that they can do that based on my initial read of your reaction to the cast.
No, absolutely. I'm absolutely with you, Brent. I think I'm excited to see players with a little bit more life experience, a little bit more maturity in that way. I mean, we still have characters. This is still Big Brother after all, right? I mean, we still want to be entertained. I don't want to be bored by anyone. But I do want to see people who have a lot happening upstairs and who are really thinking through their moves. So I am as excited as you are to see this older cast, because I sometimes think they produce some of the best strategy that you can see in a reality competition show.
And some of the best TV. I always think back to Karen on Big Brother Canada 5, my favorite of all time. And when we got to, what was it, like the final five? Yeah, I think it was the final five, Taryn, where we thought for sure Karen was going to go one way, and then she decided to go with Aika and Dimitris because she was just like, that's just what I want to do. And I'm like, you know, it's not great strategy, but we love you anyway. And that's why we love older players, because they're just going to do what they're going to do.
Listen, if they have less F to give, I'm here for it.
I have a couple of quick questions about the competitions. Last season, you guys kind of experimented with this idea of not having the HOH compete in the veto. Is that going to be a rule again this season?
Unfortunately, I cannot confirm nor deny that.
I knew you were going to say that.
Very
that is
strict
why.
Rules. I have very strict rules as to what I can reveal and keep close to my chest. But you will see. And I'm telling you, this is, I have a really good feeling. I have a really good feeling about this one.
Okay, it's an alternate question then. Last season on Big Brother Canada 7, we saw a small group of people, mainly the pretty boys, largely win the vast majority of the competitions throughout the season. Is that something that you guys think about when you are creating the competitions? Do you think about ways to make it so that a wider variety of players win competitions? Or do you think mostly about the competitions themselves and similar to the play style, you just kind of let the players play them?
I think our talent producers are thinking of everything. One thing that surprised us last year was the absolute dominance of one alliance, and in ways that you wouldn't expect. I don't know if you remember, but when we did our version of Buzzkilled last season, it was down to Dane and Sam, and Dane won. And it was like, are you serious? He won this one too? Literally the one that any single person could win.
Right,
like,
I
it was
that.
Wild. And I think that's the one thing. You remember that, right? Like, I feel like this is one thing about this show, this social experiment, that you have to surrender yourself to, because we think like, oh, we could plan for this person to do well at this thing, or this challenge pops up at this time. Isn't that convenient? It just doesn't work that way. We are constantly surprised as well. And half the time when people say, oh, this is rigged or that's rigged, half the time I'm like, if we rigged it, do you think that would be the result?
Yeah.
Right. It's so obvious, right? But listen, we are a savvy bunch, and I'm saying we in terms of the fandom. We're messy, we're savage, we believe all of the conspiracy theories because, hey, what if sometimes they might be true? We're a messy bunch, and so I don't, I can't hate on anybody for thinking anything that they think, because, I mean, this is what we do. Like, there is no show that you can, you know, dive into on this level. There is no show like it, because we've got these live feeds, because we've got these people that you really get to know outside of even 3 hours of TV a week. You get to know them so well that you like, you can't compare how well you know these characters versus any other show on television. So I think you just have to surrender to the craziness of it. And I'm here for the ride. It's such a roller coaster, as you know, but I'm just excited because the off season has been so long. Like, there's been no Celebrity VB. There's no British UK, like BB UK. I feel like I really needed something to look down at my phone at and be like, ah, I'm in my safe place again. There's something to find out about. And there's Twitter is going to be lit. And like, I want to listen to all the podcasts and I want to read all the live feed reports. Like, I want all of that analysis. Like, give it to me. Are you guys doing a daily rundown?
Of course. Darren?
Yeah,
Arissa, that so much of the lead up to the season has been talk about how the Big Brother Canada 8 is going to be supersized. Can you give us any more information about what the supersized Big Brother Canada mean?
You can. This is a supersized season, Rob. We're talking 2 extra weeks. We've got one more house guest than usual at 16. And I mean, it's a super season. We're having a lot of help from our super fans to make the season what it is, especially at the beginning of the game.
Okay. All right. Anything else real quick before Arissa has to run, guys?
I just want to say really quickly, Arissa, you talked about all the fans and how we dive into the show. I would just like to thank you because I know you are among those fans. Like, even though you're hosting the show, you're also watching the feeds. Like, we see other times where, like, hosts around the world, like, are watching the feeds and we're like, yeah, yeah. But we know you are in there watching the feeds with us. You're texting fans, you're tweeting them. And I think that Big Brother Canada is so lucky to have you as the figurehead of their show. So congrats again on coming back for season 8.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. And I just want to, you know, shoot that right back to you, not just in the wider fandom, but Brent, you and Taryn and Rob, everything you do to like enjoy this roller coaster ride with us and with me. I don't take any of it for granted. I think you guys are fantastic at what you do. I love your insights. I love your analysis. Even when I completely disagree, and girl, there are times when I do, let's keep it 100. However, I am
easy to disagree with,
for this new one. I think we're gonna have a lot of fun this year. It's been a weird couple of years, or not weird couple of years. 2019 was a strange one.
It's not
in
wrong
in terms of shows, don't you think?
In terms of everything.
So I want this to be a great, clean, classic game, and I want us to have a lot of fun. So cheers to that.
Yeah. All right. The great Arissa Cox, thank you for making some time to talk to us. I know you got a million things going on with the launch of the new season, but we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, lots of love. Bye, guys.
All right, everybody, there you have it, Arissa Cox.
Yes.
Very exciting, Taryn. All right, Big Brother Canada 8 is around the corner, of course, that if people missed it, the LFC draft is now up. People can check that out. How bad did you crush Brent and Melissa?
It was all right. I mean, I honestly, like, I don't think there are that many bad picks here. I think that we're looking at a pretty interesting cast.
Okay. All right. Usually you're a little more confident after the draft.
I'm always confident. It's, I just expect to win. So, you know.
Okay. All right. did you win the last one?
I won the last Big Brother Canada one. I believe you won the last one, right?
I won the last U.S. one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, I turned off the winning for that one.
Yes. Okay. All right.
I forgot to turn it back on, actually. We'll see.
All right. We'll see what happens. All right. Taryn, what's coming up in terms of coverage these next couple of days?
We've got a lot of stuff coming your way. As Rob said, you can check out the draft that we did. And then Thursday morning, we're going to kick off the live feed update slash Wednesday premiere recap, right? Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, with Survivor running, it's a lot happening on Wednesday night.
Busy night.
So what we do for Big Brother Canada is the following morning, where I do the live feed update, we will also talk about the episode. So we're going to kick off the Big Brother Canada coverage there Thursday morning, talking about the premiere episode. And then Thursday night, we will be live. Rob, you will be joining us, and we will be talking about the first, we assume, live eviction for Big Brother Canada 8.
Yeah.
Should be fun.
Okay. So I like Big Brother Canada 8 because it sounds like we're saying Big Brother Canada, eh?
Right?
Yeah.
And then when we start talking about all of the seasons in sequence, we can say Big Brother Canada 8, Big Brother Canada 9.
Yeah.
And we're like, why did Big Brother 8 Canada do that to Big Brother Canada 9? Oh, man.
Yeah.
So,
Karen, you don't have any kids. Don't do the dad jokes yet.
All right. Then, of course, Sunday night, we'll be recapping the Sunday night episode of Big Brother Canada 8. And Tuesdays, we will be doing the roundtable. We will talk about the whole week in the feeds. We'll rate all of the players and we'll play the Stockwatch, which should be a lot of fun. We are getting a website set up for the Stockwatch where people can sign in via social media or whatever and have their own account with it. We'll keep track of their money and their purchases. It's going to be great.
Wow. Where'd this come from? How did we do this?
It's been in the works.
Wow. Okay.
Working hard. Yes. Right. Some very talented engineers working hard.
Some of our top minds are working on this. Okay. All right. Great stuff, Taryn. All right. Get some rest before Big Brother Canada kicks off, of course. If you want to get all of our Big Brother coverage, you could subscribe to our Big Brother podcast feed. That's at robhasawebsite.com/BB podcast for that. And of course, all of Taryn's updates are also going to be in our wrap ups feed at robhiswebsite.com/wrap ups. Taryn, anything else?
Check out the updates every morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, where I'll talk about the live feeds. Live feeds should kick off Thursday night. So after the Thursday morning recap for Wednesday, Friday morning, we'll be talking about live feeds, and it should be a blast.
All right. Be on the lookout. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.